We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm your host, Ross Uglum, the publisher of Packer Report, and today, we are here to talk about an exciting prospect who's probably not going to be a Green Bay Packer, and that is Auburn defensive back Jalen Simpson. And Jalen Simpson is an interesting one because he seems to pop up a lot in spots where the Packers actually have picks, and he would satisfy a lot of needs. And the reason that he would satisfy a lot of needs, and we'll just get right into the pros here, is that he is a versatile defensive back. He plays all over the field. Has shown the actual ability to play single high, to play free, to play the quote-unquote post safety, and do it well. But also, you know, I think can play a little corner and can play a little nickel. And that's exciting. You know, just last season, just in 2023, 150 snaps in the box, 195 snaps as a slot corner, one snap of wide corner, so not doing that a ton, 299 snaps at free safety, 49 snaps on punt cover, 48 snaps on field goal or extra point block, so it does help on special teams. And 2022, that's where you see the wide corner reps, 222 snaps at wide corner for Jalen Simpson. In fact, he played more snaps in 2022 as a straight-up cornerback than any other position. Had 143 snaps at free safety, 67 snaps on the kick return team, 63 snaps on the punt return team, but played a ton of wide corner, a ton. So has played all over the field and has a versatile body type. The problem with his body type, that he's light, 6 feet tall, a buck 79. A buck 79 isn't going to do it for the Packers as a corner. And it is for gosh darn sure, you know, not going to do it for the Packers as a safety. And, you know, so you ask Ross, why? Why are we talking about this kid? Why does it matter? Well, it matters because he can kind of be like super diet caffeine-free Cooper DeJean, I think, in that he can help you in a number of places. you know, maybe he's a defensive only player. Maybe he's not big enough to play special teams. But, you know, I would argue that defense is more important anyway. Really good athlete, though. Really good athlete. And I know he's little. I do. I understand that he's little. But I tried to make the case for Mikey Sanders still. So I'm going to try to make the case here for Jalen Simpson. 8.77 RAS. And really, guys, that mostly is getting drugged down by his height and his weight. So, you know, we're talking about a 4.45 40-yard dash. That is moving. That's moving for a corner for a safety. That's moving. 39.5-inch vertical is elite. 11-foot, 1-inch broad. This is an explosive athlete with multiple snaps at multiple positions in the SEC. He's just exciting, man, and I like watching him play. I enjoyed his film. I won't say I enjoyed it. It was a treat trying to find him, right? Watching film. And that's when the versatility word popped off for me, right? When I am finding it hard to find you on the football field, that's good. I don't mean hard to find you as in you're not making splash plays and you're not important. I mean, like, where the hell are you lining up? And that part was fun, right? I mean, that's a cool thing, especially because he wasn't wearing a super, like, you know, playmaker number. He wasn't wearing one. He wasn't wearing two. Okay, he wasn't wearing zero. He wasn't easily identifiable. I think he was in, like, 26 and 36 throughout his career. He's just wearing, like, the normal grinder defensive back number. Ball production, guys. For real. Ball production. Very, very impressive. He had 14 passes defense over the last 4 years and 7 picks. One of them went back to the crib. He also had a fumble recovery all over the ball. 4 tackles for loss. I mean, I like him. I think he's a pass defender. But even with that said, 11 missed tackles over the last 2 full seasons, 22 missed tackles in 5 years at Auburn. And he only had 20 snaps in 2019, but, like, he played 200-plus snaps all of the last 4 years, played 500-plus snaps all of the last 3 years, and has 22 missed tackles to show for it, playing all over the place. So not just – it's not like, oh, he's an outside corner and guys aren't throwing at him because he's good and what, like, no. I mean, he made 116 tackles. So it's not like the opportunities weren't there. So for a guy who's 180 pounds, tackles his butt off. And I appreciate that. Really, really good in coverage the last 2 years. A 65.5 passer rating against in 2022 and a 54.0 passer rating against in 2023. I believe only one penalty accepted against him. Only one penalty declined. So 3 total penalties over the last 2 years. Really impressive kid. I keep saying how impressed I am. And it's just because I want them to take him and they won't. It's very similar to the Mikey Sanders still thing where I want them to take him and they probably won't, because I mean he's little. He is small. Tackles well for a small guy. And it's kind of what we're talking about too on the density side. Like, if he was 5'9.5", 180, and doing some of this stuff, I'd be making the Mikey Sanders still argument. But he's not 5'9.5". He's like 5'11 and 5'8". He's 6 feet tall. So he's tall and thin, not short and thick. There's a density issue. But, man, if you just look at him and think of him as a pass defender, which is largely what this league is, and you look at just the numbers and you watch the film and you understand that he actually has been a sufficient, if not elite, but like a sufficient tackler, maybe you can let that go. you know, Cons, he does struggle to take down big backs and big tight ends. That's on film. That's not just a math thing, you know, looking at his, you know, you could look at his RAS card basically and see that he is a less than a 10th, you know, he's a third percentile weight guy for safety. So that'd probably tell you that he struggles taking down bigger backs and tight ends, but I mean, that's on film. Like you can actually watch that happen. But really on the con side, I mean, that's about it because it's hard to find that level of versatility in a conference that good and actual production. I mean, ball production. And then, I mean, you know, what are the two things you can do, right? You can take the ball away. You can play the ball. You can do all that. And you can limit your opponent. Those are the two kind of proponents of pass defense, right? Like, are you able to take away what your opponent likes to do, or are you able to affect the ball? Well, Jalen Simpson affects the ball, and like I said, 65 passer rating against 2 years ago, 54 passer rating against this year. There's not much being completed into his coverage either, and his coverage is all over the place, as we discussed. So, Packers fit, he's not, and he is. And I know that sounds dumb, but he's not a fit in that it like would blow my mind. And let's talk a little bit about this too, because let's see so Jalen Simpson, and this is why there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. Jalen Simpson right now is the 147th overall on the consensus big board. My math tells me that's an early five. Let me quick check that out. Let me make sure that's correct. And when the Packers will kind of start to, yeah, it's early five. It's early mid five. The Packers start to go to the scratch and dent store. They'll leave Gucci, they'll leave Prada, they'll leave those stores, and they'll go to the scratch and dent store about it starting in round five. I mean, that's when you get your Kingsley and Agbare, right? He doesn't fit what they like. Round six, you get Carl Brooks. He doesn't fit what they like. UDFA, you get your Caleb Jones. He doesn't fit what they like. UDFA, you get your Ladarius Gunter. He doesn't fit what they like. Maybe. If enough teams are concerned that Jalen Simpson is 180 pounds, it starts getting down to that comp pick that the Packers lost to the Jets for Alan Lazard. Maybe Goody goes, you know what? He's 179 pounds, but he's really friggin' good.
Many of you, like myself, are Wisconsin sports fans. While it's not Packer season anymore, there's still some really exciting action coming up in the world of Wisconsin sports. The Bucks are getting ready to kick off their postseason run, which is hopefully a lot more fun than their regular season run. And while the Brewers, meanwhile, are off to a hot start, hopefully they can continue that to start their 2024 campaign. But whether you're a Bucks fan, a Brewers fan, or a fan of any other hockey, baseball, or basketball team right now, there's never been a better time to start playing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app where you can turn your knowledge into serious cash. Right now, you can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and MLB entries today. Prize Picks is super simple to play, and I'm able to log in, make my picks, and submit my entry in under 60 seconds. Add in the ease of Apple Pay for quick deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of player selections, and injury insurance, and you can easily see why Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. This week, I'm going LeBron James and Steph Curry in their play-in tournaments. I can't wait to see what they do to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. Whatever picks you make, and regardless of who you select, the best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's your hope. That's your beacon of light if you really want Jalen Simpson, because when I talk about a fit, the fit's everywhere. I just told you. I think he's a free safety. I think he's Micah Hyde in a usage way. I think he's a free safety or nickel. And then you can kind of move Xavier McKinney around. You know, you want to talk about interchangeable. This guy is as interchangeable as it gets. Jalen Simpson is exactly what Brian Gutekunst was talking about. He just needs to be 13 pounds heavier, and there's not probably 13 pounds to put on that frame of his. I don't think you can do it. But when you talk about interchangeability, you talk about versatility, talk about doing it at the SEC level, Jalen Simpson's that dude. And that's why he breaks my heart a little bit, just because I like him. As I mentioned, you know, I've got a four on him. I've got a round four on Jalen. He's my ninth ranked safety. He's 115th overall. So I am 35 spots higher than I'm a round higher than consensus on Jalen Simpson. I think he can do it all. I think he's a pass defender. I think he can maybe get you in trouble in the run game. I don't care that much. I know that's going to drive people insane, but I don't care that much. And like, maybe he's your dime, and maybe him being your dime means a number of things. It doesn't mean that he has to play the other slot corner position. Maybe you consider it big dime, and it's three corners and three safeties. Maybe it doesn't matter, but maybe he only comes in passing down situations. Like, man, is that really worth a fourth or fifth round? But hell yes. Especially if he's your backup at free safety and your backup at nickel. Anyway, I think Jalen Simpson rules. That's the end of my deal here. Obviously, I'm a round higher on him than consensus. That's the end of my Jalen Simpson spiel. Guys, buy the Packers, buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report. Promo code DAILY, DAILY, still good for 10% off. That bad boy's out. It's out and about. We're trying to get 1,000 guides sold. I haven't checked the latest numbers. That's our goal. Let's get 1,000 guides sold. I don't know what's going to be yet, and I don't want to promise it, because I haven't cleared it with them. I'd like Badger State to do something nice, and I don't know what it would be. I mean, the obvious thing is free rear, but I don't want that to end up on my tab or coming out of my cut. Your boys got to eat. Your boys got kids to feed. But I'd like to maybe do something nice for maybe we'll empty out our Packer Report merch for anybody who comes to the event that actually bought a guide. You can show me the guide. Show me your Gumroad. Show me the PDF on your phone, whatever. I'd like to take care of those of you that buy the guide. If you do come out, and one more time, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Cheesehead TV, draft party at the Lyric Room in Green Bay. Then Friday night, your boys at Badger State Brewing, Andy Herman, Packaday Podcast, social hour from 4 to 5:30, and your boy taking it home. Pick 41, pick 58, pick 88, pick 91, all at the Packer Report draft party at Badger State Brewing. Guys, have a phenomenal rest of your day, and go Pack, go.